Hello, everyone. Welcome to the Wacky World of the Spaz. Tonight's guest is a lady. I'm not going to give you her full name, but her first name is Angela. And she's been dealing with a lot of spirits and demons within your house, right?
Yes. Yes.
So I thought we could talk about what's going on. What's occurring to begin with? And this is true. This is not fake.
No, not fake at all. No, very true. Very real. We moved in here about 3 years ago, and we got out of a horrible city. Well, we came from Cecil County, and after their dad passed away, we made a pit stop in my mom's in Baltimore City. So then I got my kids out of there. Then we moved to Aberdeen, Maryland, and we had our own place.
That's where you are right now. Okay.
Yes, we're here now. And so we're finally, happy. We're in our own place, and it seemed so bright and sunny, shiny, whatever. And so we were, happy. And for the first, about the first couple of weeks, it was okay. And I had the boys in school one day, and I'm like rushing around trying to get, it was nearly 2 weeks.
Okay.
And I was rushing around, and I was putting their beds together, everything like that. And they were in school. I had all that taken care of. And being a single mom, it's just, I don't know how I balance everything. I really don't.
No, that's so, not easy. That's a different story.
Right. Oh, yes, you're right.
Yeah.
Different ball game there. I stepped out of the bedroom and walked the hallway and came into the front room and dining room areas, all one. So I picked up a bed in the bag and went to turn around and to adjust the thermostat because it was still warm. And cool in the mornings, but it gets warmed up in the afternoon and stuff.
Right.
So I was just going to adjust the air and went over to it, and I stopped in my tracks because there was this big black shadow of a red face looking. I can only see part of the face, but and then I just saw the whole hooded black robe.
Okay, where was this red face at when you were in your room?
I was in the boys' room fixing up their room for them.
Okay.
And then I stepped out and went into the front room, and that's when I seen this. And I stopped in my tracks because it was walking right in front of me. And when you're busy and you're not really thinking, it catches you off guard. And I stopped right in my tracks, and I seen this thing walk right on past me. Went down the hallway, and I'm watching it, and I'm like, my jaw dropped, and I'm thinking, not again. We're not alone. everywhere you go, there's something there, something. And so I don't know if the thing traveled, picked up on one of the kids or me or something, and just decided it was going to stick with us. Because ever since, even when my kids were little, they had issues of sleeping in their room. So, I even took it in consideration that there could be something with it, or they also could be just having nightmares or, something. So, I try to watch what they watch on TV or what they hear. And it's like, it gets so exhausting sometimes because you just can't do it all the time,
No, you're saying this is like an attached spirit, this one that you're speaking of, right? It's been with you for how long?
I really don't know how long, but ever since I was 2 years old, things bothered me. And I just remember being the first attack, being 2 years old, you just remember because it just terrorized you so bad. I remember my mom telling me, you're my big 2 year old. You had a great day, when she was tickling me, tucking me in. And then when she went off into her bedroom, I don't know how long I was really laying in my room before I was actually attacked by this demon thing. And I was looking up at my Jesus nightlight for comfort because my room was dark, and so she always had this Jesus nightlight on the wall for me. And it was like a hologram, like you step one way, you see him praying, mm-hmm. you step the other, and you could see the whole, the Last Supper. So, you know, I would always just stare at that and like close one eye and close the other eye, play around with it, you know, and just until I would, I guess, it was off to sleep. But I felt something different that night, and I laid there, and all of a sudden I felt like something was, it was the most horrible feeling. Like, I've never had that before.
Now,
and it was like,
okay, now before you go mm-hmm. on, let me see if I could feel what you're picking up, see if I'm correct on this. To begin with, he should be paying rent.
Right.
You don't need any leeches
right.
around your place. No. What I do pick up, my dear, is that I do pick up a demon. I pick a lot of cold inner energy around there. Is that correct?
Yes, there is a lot. There's more than one here.
Yeah, but on this particular mm-hmm. one. So let's go on and talk about the other ones. And how did this one attack you? What?
This one didn't attack me yet, but
okay.
it started. I witnessed, you know, that here first, and I didn't tell the boys nothing. I was like, no, maybe it just passed through and it's going to keep on going. You know, because, you know, first it started off like with the towels. I was folding the towels and I slipped them over top of the shower curtain.
Right.
And I was going back and forth, and then I stopped in my tracks, and then they were all in the middle of the bathroom floor piled on top of each other. And I'm thinking, you know, I wasn't really thinking. I don't know where my head was. And I said, oh, shoot, they just fell off, you know, and I slipped them back up there. And then it happened again. And I was like, huh, and that's when I started to think like, okay, so I put them back up there, and then, you know, the last time I said, okay, fine, and I just stuffed them on this towel rack, but it was loose on the wall, so I really didn't want to overload it, but I did it anyway, and I just walked away from it. So that's when, that happened right before I even seen this thing walking down the hallway.
Okay, and you're not the only one in the house that has seen this. Your boys have too, right?
Right, yes. I didn't say anything to any of them because I didn't want to freak them out.
Right,
and
right.
to try to keep it sunny and shiny. So here, when we went to bed that night, and I laid on mine, and the boys were in their room. And so here Dominic walks in and says, Mom, he said, something is, you know, bothering me. I can't sleep. And I hear something, you know, calling my name. And I was like, okay, well, then you can camp out on my floor. So I was thinking, you know, is he telling me the truth? I mean, he's never, ever lied to me about anything before, ever. I mean, he's always been
straight
like,
up.
The civilized one. Okay. And so I let him lay down on the floor, and I'm holding his hand until he went to sleep, and I'm on my bed, and he's camped out on my floor and his blankets and all. And all of a sudden, I feel something hit the bottom of my bed, like as if somebody either kicked it or sat down on it, you know. And I said, okay, we don't have no animals or anything, and the other two boys are sound asleep. And here I've got Dominic. So what was that? You know, I'm thinking to myself. And then I felt something and heard it sliding up on the side of my bed. And I mean, I'm facing that way. I'm on my left side facing Dominic and holding his hand still. So then it came close to me, and it felt like it was right in front of my face. And then I started feeling like my blankets being pulled off of me.
Okay,
and yet
I was just going to say, during that time, do you feel like sometime you're being dragged into the other world, like you're half in Earth and half in the other part, is what I'm picking up.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay.
When I finally said, okay, Dominic's on to something here, and something definitely is not right, and I can feel it, you know, and I'm thinking to myself, all right. So I stayed awake as long as I could, and somehow, you know, another, like, it makes you feel like you're so exhausted and sleepy.
Yes.
That you, it's like it can knock you out somehow.
Yeah.
So here I also have to where I was laying in my room one night, and I had, you know, the boys were asleep.
Okay.
I'm laying on my bed, and, you know, and I'm just comfortable. And then all of a sudden it locked me into, like, I wasn't even asleep yet. Like, I was awake, you know, And yet it locked me into where I couldn't move, but I could still see. And then I had like this drowsy type feeling. Okay. So I'm laying on my side and I can hear this, you know, this giggling, this laughing like a kid or like a child or something. And I kind of glanced up, and then before you knew it, I was like, actually, you know, I can sit up. And I look back and I can see myself laying down behind myself sleeping. And I'm like, you know, I couldn't see my hands or myself, or, you know, I'm waving my hands. I couldn't see them.
So you had an outer body experience while going through this.
Yes. And whatever it was, it locked me into where I couldn't really go anywhere else.
Okay.
I don't know how, but I'm sitting there and I just glance over and I can see this girl. She's wearing she looked like an Amish kid or something, dressed like that, you know, that time period. I don't know. It could be from way back. I don't know. But her side of her dress was torn on her left side.
Right.
And it's like a semaphore, and the side of the dress was torn. She had muddy legs and muddy feet. And she's standing on the bed, and she had like that white hat on with the white strings hanging down from the hat. And she's swaying back and forth. Her hair is like, probably a little more than shoulder length, and it's very like mousy looking, and she, you know, just like dirty blondish hair. She's swaying back and forth, you know, dark eyes, and she's giggling. And then all of a sudden I felt this thing in my face, and it was pulling at me, like taking my arms and pulling me.
Right.
I feel this, and I started saying, God is my heavenly father. He is my creator. He, you know,
good.
You have nothing
good.
To me. And I kept saying this out loud, and like when you're in their realm, it's like they can hear you, but no one else can hear you, you know, physically, you know, the people that are around you sleeping or anything, but that they can hear you because you're actually spiritual and, you know, in their, it's like, it's hard to explain.
I understand. Let me help for what you're saying, because when you're in that world, it feels, you're awake, but you're not awake at the same time. And your spirit
right.
is very much awake. This is a real thing.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of people don't understand that when we have, what's going on with you at your house is you have two worlds interfering
right.
between the hell, which is the bad part, the evil part. And then you have a heaven, which is God and his angels that protect you. Plus, you have a lot of spirits that are there. There was one that you were talking about that your little boy dreamed about. Can you tell us about that one?
Yeah, he was having these things here to where, you know, he was getting his name called all night long and he couldn't sleep at all. And then when he would sleep, you know, this thing actually would, like, show him horrible things, tell him horrible things. And he was up, he said he was really walking. He said it felt real to him. That it, when it took his hand and it drew this, symbol on his hand, and it was an eye, and it had like a person, like a stick type person.
Okay.
Laying down. It looked like it was dead. And then on the other, like on the side of the hand, like the palm on the side was drawn, like it had, like four X's. And the only thing I could think of, and then well, and also drew like a, you know, like a, oh, what do you call it? The staff that the Grim Reaper, you know, holds.
Okay, okay.
And it drew something like that on the other side of his hand. And so it scared him so bad, you know. I mean, this stuff was going on night after night after night. He couldn't sleep. He still can't if I don't play the prayer. So I make sure that the prayers are on every night now.
Good.
And we actually sleep a whole lot better. We don't get bothered at all.
Good.
And, so the thing is that he was, you know, seeing these things were telling him, you know, we're going to kill you. We're after you. So, you know, one night we got tired of it and I said, ask it while it's here, because, you know, you get so ticked off that you're mad and you want to know why, you know.
Right.
I said, Dominic, I said, can you see them? And he can see them. He can see them like I'm seeing you, or, you know, you're seeing me. And, so he asked it. He said, why are you here? And it said, we're here after you. And I said, ask it why. He said, why? He said, and it told him that it's because his light is brighter. So, I mean, it, you know, in the Bible, it tells you that, you know, things are here to seek and destroy all things that are good that God made. And
correct,
when they see the light,
correct,
we know that, you're of God. It tries to destroy that. So I told Dominic, I'm like, you can't, you know, don't listen to it. Because first of all, nothing can hurt you like that. You know,
it's all lies. It's all lies.
Yes, so, they're all lies.
So,
yep.
So how is he handling the situation now?
He has trouble. He can't turn it off. When he's in the shower, I have to sit by the shower.
Okay.
You know, so they bother him in the shower. They call his name. It breathes in our ears. Like all of us, we've seen, heard, and felt them. It pokes us. It does all of these, you know, just idiotic things to torture us. And so now we fight back, you know, with our prayers that we play all night long. And, when I turn the prayer off and it's like about, I would say maybe 20 minutes I was going to wake up Dominic, and before I can feel it right before it attacks him. I don't know. It's like I can sense it. I know that it's in the room. And before I could, you know, shove him and wake him up, he jumps and he's like, mom, you know, and he's like, he goes, it was Dog Man again. And he calls this thing Dog Man because this thing looks like an Egyptian type dog person. And it has the gold rings on its arms. And so one day I asked Dominic to ask what its name is. You know, how, you know, sometimes if you get the demon's name, you can actually cast them out a whole lot easier, whatever.
Whatever you do, just do it in God's name. They lie to you.
Right.
And they're not going to tell. But okay. So with all these things going on in your house, the praying is great. Keep that up. The thing that, when you're away, do you feel any of these spirits when you walk out of the house, when you guys are away from the house?
Yes. There's one that when William, I was recording Dominic and William, it was just for the heck of it, you know, just to record my kids, you know, playing around.
Right.
And getting ready to go to the library. So William was walking out the door first, and then you can hear this EVP, this voice saying, I'm coming, or William, I'm coming, or I'm coming with you, something like that, to that
right.
effect. And I said, I kept playing it back, and I said, are you kidding me? I'm like, wow, something just went out the door with William. So I don't know what that was about. I don't know who that was. And it sounded like a, you know, almost like a normal voice whisper, but nobody said that. You know, it was just crazy. I couldn't make heads or tails off.
You know what comes to me when you're saying this, besides the lower entities that are around your house, I also feel some family members that are trying to protect you there that have passed on. Do you feel anybody around you like that?
When I had, and that's another thing, was when we had the team that ever came out here, they did just an echo box, and they had a demonologist that was, you know, with them too. And she was a teacher down the street at my son's old school. Now, this area here is very, very old. They had a white mansion that used to sit here right where our building is sitting now. But it was torn down, and then the people who bought the mansion, they had it torn down and built this. And I think it's on the same foundation as the mansion was. So, I mean, there's so much more to this. And
yes.
So here, they did an echo box, and she asked, you know, what is here bothering, torturing Dominic? And it came back three times, dog person. And, you know, I didn't tell her that. You know, we didn't discuss this.
No,
we just wanted
exactly. And again, I still believe it's a lower entity. I still believe it's a demon.
I think whatever this is either shift shaping. And because when we asked the names of this thing.
Yeah, not important. Don't talk to it.
Yeah.
Don't talk to it. Just pray. It's gonna just. Let's. Can we get? You want to give your email out for help at all, or no?
Yeah. Sure. You know, the Echo Box thing picked up. It said when she asked, "Was there anybody here protecting me or protecting us?" And it came back, "Grandmom." You know, Grandmom. You know, Shelton. So I never told anyone that my grandmother died except my kids. You
yeah,
know,
so she was there protecting you. Exactly. That's what I picked up.
Because this was, she kept saying, like in life, she would say, I mean, if you go over her house, she would make you sit down and actually have a full meal. She would cook you a meal. You could not leave without eating. And she would.
That's like my grandmother. Yeah, she had all the cakes out and everything, cookies and all that kind of stuff. Now, you know, before,
yeah.
I'm sorry.
Oh, no, it's okay. Yeah, so she would say, you got to eat, you're going to pass out. So that's what came through the Echo Box. And I said,
okay.
Yeah. So
well,
that was your grandmother.
Let's give out your email because we've got about 4 minutes left here. Let's give out and tell people what you would want from them, how they could help.
Yeah, we just want these things gone. We don't want anyone to really come over and play around, toy around for their own curiosity. We want it gone. The more you play with them, the worse it gets. You know, the more activity, I guess, will start up and, you know, they just keep coming at you if you give them, like, the doorway that you're talking to them. So we don't talk to them. We ignore it as much as possible. So we just want it gone.
Okay,
and
let's get your email to give out then so that people could maybe pray for you or have solutions for you. Let's get people involved.
Sure. It's all lowercase. It's Ireland. Oh, well, I'm sorry. It's Ireland's Heart 57 at gmail.com. Sorry, I have several of them.
Okay, it's okay. Say it again.
It's Ireland's Heart 57 at gmail.com.
Ireland Heart at 57 at gmail.com.
Yeah, it has an S on the end of Ireland. Ireland.
Okay. And how do you spell that?
It's IrelandsHeart 57 at gmail.com.
Okay. Great. Great. Let's, we're getting ready to close on the radio show part, but we still have a few seconds to talk. I tell you, one of those, I mean, you guys have been dealing with this for how many years?
Goodness, it's been ever since Dominic was two, and even when I was two, and then all my kids have had, you know, issues, you know, growing up. My oldest is 23, and my 18-year-old, he still gets things going on happening to him, too, here. And it all started with him, mainly here.
Wow,
and
okay.
Yeah, it's been the worst here that we've ever been.
So the activity's been very strong where you are right now. And
yeah.
But when you pray at night, it stops. It ceases then.
Yeah, it seems to subside. But if we don't play the prayer, it will come at us. And it actually got a hold of Dominic because I was on my phone late one night, and he was right next to me, and he jumped, and he said that it got a hold of him, and it was screaming in his face, "I hate you. I hate you." And it was pulling at him, he said. And he said it was just, you know, screaming it over and over. And I said, you know, you have to be able to start practicing to scream back at it and tell it.
Just,
you know,
again, don't react to it, but pray and ask God to come in.
Yes.
Angela, we'll put a stop on this. I'm going to still talk to you. But thank you so much for being a guest on The Wacky World of the Spaz here on Society Bites Radio. Thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you guys for having me.
You're
wonderful.
Welcome. You're welcome. And thank you, everybody. Sweet dreams and God bless.